Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, education. Lesson 2, the family. Monday, the childhood of Jesus. We do not hear a lot about Jesus' childhood, but what we hear, the information we get, the small information, is very, very important. It was Luke, the medical doctor, who asked Mary how it was in the beginning. She gave the information to him. Of course, she was the best informer for that. When I look at Mary, this young woman, it's interesting. She gets visited by an angel, a young woman, teenager, and she's visited by an angel. This tells me something about her character. I remember a talk with a Roman Catholic woman. She knew that I had grown up in the Protestant church, Lutheran church, and she said, Lutheran church, so you are against Mary. What do you mean? Yeah, you do not believe in her. You don't think that she is a special person. I said, oh no. Of all the young women in Israel at that time, she was the best. She was the star among all of them. Why do you say that? God elected her as mother for his son. So you can be sure that he looked around and not taking someone who is not able to. He took the best. And he elected her. Not she said, take me. I am the best. He elected her. She was very surprised that she got a visit by an angel. And she was even more surprised when she heard, I am elected for giving birth to the Savior of the earth. Imagine the honor. And she said, but how can that be? I do not know of any man. I'm not married yet. The power of the Almighty will come over you. In those days, it was impossible if you were not married to become pregnant. How can that be? You do not live together. You were a virgin when you married as a woman. Everything else, you cannot think about it. If here someone trespassed in this area, the life of this person, the career, that was gone. You were like a criminal forever. In your village, forget about it. We do not do something like this in Israel. This was the rule. When we are married, then we live together in one household, and then this is the place for sexuality. But only then, not before. Can't be. We're not married. So she says to the angel, I'm not married. How can it be? The power of the Almighty. And when she tells Joseph about it, I'm pregnant. The Holy Spirit did it. Yeah. And you think that I'm going to believe this? No. I'm not silly. So Joseph is visited by an angel. He gets a vision. And he's told, what Mary, your fiancé, said is the truth. She's pregnant because of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph thought to leave her alone. But then he took her, but he did not touch her. No sexual connection. It was too holy for him because of the Holy Spirit. Mary, a wonderful woman. So this Roman Catholic woman got big eyes that I have such an attitude towards Mary. But I told her another thing, but she cannot save us from our sins. She hasn't been crucified, only her son. He is the one who redeems us, and only he. And if we pray to Mary, she cannot help because she is dead and sleeps in the grave. But she was a wonderful woman.